This conference is being recorded.
Welcome, all of you, for coming to be a part of tonight's Sacred Circle, our meditation for Hurricane Ike. This is our second meditation, and I just want to get you up to date on what they say out there as of 5 o'clock our East Coast time today. According to the National Hurricane Center, Ike has decreased his power from a Category 4 to a Category 3. He is now 75 miles north-northeast of Guantanamo, Cuba. And according to my calculations, since he's traveling about 14 miles per hour moving forward, his center will hit or land approximately, let's say, 10, 11 o'clock, possibly tonight. And he's expected to stay over Cuba through Monday. And when he does that, his maximum sustainable winds right now of 140 miles per hour are expected to drop. He may become a Category 2 or even a 1. But that's after he lands. In our work, I know, as we generally have, and there's never a promise, it may happen before. That is always our intention. He's got a wide range. His hurricane force winds are extending out 60 miles from his center, and tropical force winds are extending 145 miles out from that. The concern and why we come together, among other reasons, we're not here just to transform the hurricane. It's also a process of transforming ourselves, always from the place of love. We come here from a place of love, not what others out there, that F word, let me say that one, fear, rather some other F word. The concern is that large swelling in the water can affect the southeast Florida coast. We have many people on the call tonight from Florida, and that could lead to rip currents, which we know happened last week, and three people did lose their lives. For the islands, what becomes really important is large amounts of rain that lead to flash flooding and landslides, especially in mountainous areas, and that will be true for Cuba as well. As I share our message, go into our meditation, I want to start off with our message from God tonight from the book of the same title, page 57. The message is, impossibilities are possibilities, waiting for imagination and will. Impossibilities are possibilities, waiting for imagination and will. When I read that, I was reminded of a phrase I love. When I see the word impossible, I think of, I am possible. And that's really important because possible comes from the Latin word meaning able. One's utmost power, capacity, ability. I am possible. I am able. We are being told in this message that we are able to do anything, achieve, receive, create, manifest, do anything. And that's so important when we gather here tonight to remember that as we do our work tonight, as we take into our own life. And it's about recognizing we are guided to know there are two key components to become I am possible. Imagination, the power to make mental images of something not present. We listen to the media. What we are here to do tonight is not possible. But we, with imagination, can make the impossible possible. We can perceive a different reality from the inside out, imagination. And also will, the power of conscious, to consciously choose an action, to be deliberate. And that's what we are here to do tonight, to be deliberate, to have a clear intention and focus. We know why we are here. To help transform the path of Hurricane Ike to that path of least destruction for the highest, best good of all concerned. We have that common purpose, our common intention, And we have the facility, the mental imaging ability to make that so. This is our common purpose tonight, and that is the divine formula we've been given tonight to remind us how to do our work, the space to be in, the place to come from, the place to see and feel from. And it's so important to remember that this is an ability that you can take with you into your own personal life for whatever seeming storms you may face. Impossibilities are possibilities waiting for imagination and will. And from that place, let's go inside to the place of imagination with our common will and focus on your heart center. Breathe into your heart center. Become one with your heart center. Feel the love and light inside of you. See the love and light inside of you. With every breath, as your chest rises up and falls down, recognize that you are one with the waves of the universe. You are one with the vibrating energy of the life force that resides inside and outside of each of us now. Feel that power. It's always there. It's always available to each of us, individually and collectively. If you haven't already, I guess you need to, for some, hit star 6. Breathe in the divine love and light, the energy of the universe, into your heart center, and feel this incredible energy. Extend your arms out, if you will, and when you do, feel your whole chest, your heart center, expand, allowing that much more breath in and out, one with the harmony of the vibrating energy of the life force inside and outside of us, a conscious choice, bringing you right into God-centeredness within your heart, the place of peace and possibility. Feel that now. Feel the love inside of you, just tingling like sparkling light. See it all around you. And see if you can perceive a color. Purple, gold, white, red, pink. It doesn't matter. Feel that love. With each breath, feel the light inside of you expand brighter and brighter, wider and wider. Possibly it's spinning, and if it is, you can also imagine it if it's not, spinning in a clockwise manner. For focus on your heart center, for focus on your soul center, for focus on your human pump, to pump through the vitality of the life force inside of you now, knowing that with every breath, this energy is radiating to every cell and atom of your being. See that now. And if you will, see the color as golden, white, green, like a green center with golden, white light all around it. Feel that energy pulsating. Green light, a green sphere flowing in all directions with golden white light all around it. See that pulsating, rotating in a clockwise manner with inside of you. Easily, gently, in harmony with the life force of the universe now. Expand your view and see that life force, this green pulsating love energy inside of you, traveling down to your tippy toes, down your thighs, your knees, and everywhere it goes, every cell and atom, every fiber of your being, is filled with this love energy, traveling down to your knees, your legs, your feet, your ankle, your toes. Pure love essence, filling every fiber of your being. Feel light radiating out through your toes and the bottom of your feet. That light that flows outside of you, inside of you, and out again, circulating the life force in and through you now. Take your energy back to your heart center. Be conscious of your breath. And with the next breath, see that green, radiating, pure love essence going across your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows. Feel it tingling. Hands, your fingers, feel it pulsating in the palms of your hands, and see the light radiating out your fingers now. Pure love essence. Now feel the energy rising up from your heart center, up your chest, through your throat, your mouth, your nose, your eyes, your ears, your crown chakra. Pure love essence, green love and light, radiating to every cell and atom of your being, every fiber of your being. Shooting out from all open areas, this incredible green heart-centered energy, the life force of love, with all this golden white light all around it. And with the next breath, see yourself now, see yourself inside this green globe of light with radiating golden white light sparkling all around it. You are now in the sphere of heart energy. Be one with that. Feel it tingling throughout your entire being. Inside and outside of you, you're one with the love essence, vibration of the universe. Take a wider view and look across, and you'll see other green globes out there filled with each of us now, each of us light beings of love, radiating all that golden white all around them and their green bubbles. And with the next breath, as you acknowledge each of us, allow your imagination to connect us into one huge green globe of love and light, pure divine essence, surrounding each of us collectively. And the golden white light all around, protecting us as we do our divine work. And notice now we have a collective heart center. And this green light is pouring forth through us in this clockwise motion. Pure green divine energy. The energy of possibilities. The energy of pure love, the energy of transformation, from the inside out, one with the vibration of the universe. Extend your view to planet Earth and imagine in your mind's eye right now, about 75 miles, maybe now 60 miles, slightly northeast of Cuba's coast. There you'll see a spinning being. It'll look like white light. There is Hurricane Ike. Make conscious contact with Hurricane Ike from a place of love and light. Look a little bit more closely and you'll see his eye. Some call the eye of the storm. And know that is the window of his soul, just like that is for each of us. And conscious intention, send this golden white green light from our collective heart center, 10 billion megahertz of green loving light spinning in a clockwise motion, send it forth to Hurricane Ike's eye, the window of his soul, to his heart center. Send it from a place of love and light, knowing he is a child of God, knowing that behind all that big largeness is truly the heart of a teddy bear, the heart of a child, as each of us is in our own way. Be one with him now as you send forth 10 billion megahertz of green love light essence spinning clockwise from our collective heart center through his heart center, knowing that the life force of the universe, the vibration of the universe, is flowing in and through us now. 10 billion megahertz of love spinning clockwise into his heart center. Feel the love as you send it forth, as it goes forth in perfect harmony now. And as it goes forth, see and feel and know that as it passes through his heart center, through his eye, it cools the waters all around him for hundreds of miles. It cools the waters 1, 2, 3 degrees. That's all it takes. Cooler and cooler and cooler. Spinning clockwise. See him spinning clockwise as the love and light that flows through you spins clockwise. And as it does, entering his heart center, entering the center of his soul, touching the water, the airs become cooler, the winds start to die down, become gentle, gentle breezes, cool, gentle breezes, and the water becomes cool and calm, and the waves decrease. Everything is light and cool. And see God's golden white light through it all. See that golden white light that surrounds each of us, surrounding him now, flowing through you. God's golden white light is shining through it all, bringing harmony and peace and joy and love. Harmony, peace, joy, and love. See and feel that flowing through our collective heart center and being received by Hurricane Ike as you send it through this clockwise motion, 10 billion megahertz of golden blessed green light. And as you continue to do that, I will share the message I received from Hurricane Ike moments before we start tonight's meditation. Things rarely are as they appear to be. Things that seem to go wrong and turn your life upside down and inside out serve a higher good. On the surface view, one may see destruction, pain, suffering, and more. From a higher perspective, one's outer world, community, politics, religion, business, are experiencing a mind-body-spirit cleansing, if you will. Things often experience breakdowns and falling apart to be reborn as breakthroughs. We hurricanes, like the various storms of life, are means to expedite the transformational process of growth. As you come together and transform me, know and honor my higher purpose. All these things are always done for self-realization. We greatly appreciate your coming together to commune with me with all the storms. Love is the path of peace. Love is the path of transformation. View all you hear and see through the eyes of love. Allow the higher lessons to come forth and raise humanity's consciousness and action. All is well. Be at peace. Thank you, Hurricane Ike. It's so true. We don't always get things that happen around us. But we together hold the space for that, for the truth that you share tonight. All is well. As we continue to send 10 billion megahertz of green, heartfelt love and light spinning in a clockwise motion to your heart center. And as we do, I share on behalf of all of us our common prayer. We bless you and thank you for your appearance. We bless you and thank you for your message. We bless you and thank you to receive our request under grace now, that you shift your direction to the path of least destruction. We understand you came with a purpose, and we ask that you take the path that's truly in the highest best good of all concern, the path of least destruction, the path of love. We bless you and thank you for honoring our request tonight under grace. As you approach Cuba, and as you proceed from there, we bless you and thank you for taking the path of least destruction and willingly choosing to go back to the nothingness from where you came, easily and quickly now, under grace. As we continue to send out 10 billion megahertz of green, love, heart-centered energy, spinning clockwise from our collective heart center to Hurricane Ike's eye of his soul, the window of his soul through his eye. You may at this point unmute and share any personal message, prayer, thanks, inspiration that comes through you briefly, please, now. You can hit star 6. Okay.
Hi, here's Carla again. I'm so happy to be with all of you and with Ike. And in my mind's eye, I saw a huge green heart emanating from me and circling one of us in the area where Ike is passing. And it's vibrating most beautiful. And in the center, I saw a spiral that's going clockwise, and it stopped where his eye is.
Right.
And from here, from this love energy, I like to make my sound and vibrate with the words of, I am harmony. I am peace. I am joy. I am love. I am grateful. And thank you for the teaching of the higher lessons.
Right. Thank you so much, Carla. Would anyone else like to share a message tonight with Hurricane Ike? As we continue to send 10 billion megahertz of God-blessed, heartfelt love and light, green light spinning from our collective heart center, clockwise motion, into his heart center through his eye, the window of his soul, and knowing that the waters are cooling, the winds are becoming more gentle, everything is flowing down. Peace, harmony, joy, and love is all that there really is. Well, I ask you to share me with me in sharing these words. You may repeat with me from our collective heart center, sending these forth, these powerful words to Hurricane Ike and the waters below him and the airs that he is. I honor you. I respect you. I thank you. I bless you. I love you. Let's see if I can unmute everyone. Very good. Hi. Can anybody hear me? Wonderful. Hi. Hi. Good night, all. God bless all. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Bye.
Hi. 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 This is White Star. Is anyone else on the call? Absolutely not.